Mishnah Gimel. Hagadol sheba al haktana vehakatan sheba al hagdola umukaseitz ksubas and masayim. The Mishnah, picking up off the end of the last Mishnah, tells us of certain intercourses that do not ruin her status of a being a basula, of not having had relations. One is a gadol sheba al haktana, if you have an adult or not here. For this halacha, the definitions of a child, of a katan and ktana, are slightly different. Here we speak about a ktana. We speak about a girl under three, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, that under three, her relations do not count, and she still maintains the status of a basula. It doesn't affect her basulim. And a katan, for our purposes, a male child here, is under nine. So the Mishnah says a gadol, if you have a boy over nine, who has relations with a ketana, with a girl under three, that does not affect her basulim. Hakatan shabal agdola, if you have, the girl could be older, but the katan, the boy, is under nine, that also does not affect the basulim. Umukas eitz, if she has the basulim knocked out from some other outside source, she gets injured. Ksubasa and masayim, her ksuba is still 200 dinar, according to Rabbi Meir. De Rabbi Meir, v'cham omrim, no, mukas eitz ksubasa mana, that if it was knocked out through some other kind of process, her ksuba is mana, her ksuba is that of a ba'ula, of a previously married woman who has had relations previously, and therefore her ksuba is no longer 200 dinar. Mishnah Dalet, besula amana, this is the inverse of Mishnah Beis. Besula amana grusha v'chalutza min hanisuin, if you have a widow or a divorcee or a chalutza, a woman who had the process of chalitza done to her, in a situation where they had previously been married fully, they had nisuin, then ksubasan mana, ve'in lantanis besulin. Then, if they're married, we assume they have relations, and therefore she's no longer besula, so her subsequent ksuba will be worth only 100 dinar, a mana, and the husbands do not have a right to claim that they thought they were getting a besula, and it was really a whole mistake, because they have to assume that this woman is not a besula. Likewise, says in Mishnah, Giyores ve'hashvuya, if you have a woman who converts, or a woman who is taken captive, or a shivcha kninus, a non-Jewish maidservant, who then is freed and becomes Jewish, and all these, if you have also shvuyu, who now becomes, she's rescued. So you see, if they're older than three, then ksubasan mana ve'ein lahem tainus besulim, their ksuba is only a 100 dinar, like a ba'ula, because as we said, we have to assume that she had relations in this previous status, either as a non-Jew or as a shvuya, or while she was taken captive, ve'ein lahem tainus besulim. And again, the husbands will, the subsequent husbands will not have a right to claim, oh, I was expecting a basula, and this is a mistake that I find that she's a ba'ula, she's had relations, because we have to assume that she had relations previously.